Maxine and at Marvel comic books, sitting in public library, chewing bubblegum, race slowly, with her eyes as wide as a window, whining upon her, and ain't you rich for her looks? She's pop nose, white cheeks, and skinny as spaghetti, dancing in the gesture, no one it upon her, and ain't you rich for her looks? Oh, on her is mom, her two man store, and green and tears, dumb in comic books, her dead mom.
When I walked into the ever popular public library to return an overdue copy of the Scarlet Pimpernel, little realized that before I left that hallowed shrine of learning and wonder, I would have lost not only the 69 cents I owed our dear friend Mr. Carnegie, but I would have lost my heart as well. It's that moment. The bells rang, and angels sang, and the wine on the corner threw up on his ragtag poppy. Better Homes and Gardens, when I saw Maxine Pimpernel, the high school naughty girl, I made my way to the general rounds. Pornographic literature, especially adapted for children. Tuck library ladies, sissy library men, until I was at last beside her. Maxine, I said, Maxine, you make me. You want to fuck, but I do desire your body, and of course, your Marvel comic book collection. I reached for a comic book. She reached for a comic book. She was always very stingy with the material wealth. And well, there you have it, friends and neighbors, Kip and Kim. The tender reminiscences of a day long gone, and of course, of Maxine Pimpernel. Quit being the high school naughty girl, and went on to college to be the varsity basketball naughty girl for 20 semesters in a row. Maxine, sweet Maxine,
Madison.
Oh, Maxine, sweet Maxine, emaciated Maxine, you don't make me, you know, my love for you never ceases, but you broke my heart in 2,305.